here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and next to me is a guy that I admire and I'm a big fan of, Mr. Gene Pranger from Pop.io. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, and the feelings of respect is mutually beneficial. I just look up to you.
Well, thank you. Thank
all
you
the work
much.
That you've done over the years.
Well, we first met in Northern Ireland at the World Council, or the World Credit Union
in Belfast, Ireland.
This is where you first showed me your technology and was blown away by it. And I always had it in the back of my mind, this is going to be a success. And true to form, you guys are doing really, really well. So congratulations
on this
venture that you guys are doing. It's an amazing story.
We are the leading video conferencing platform for the financial services industry right now. We have more installations than anybody else among different FIs.
Wow.
And the product continues to evolve. We've seen great success. We are introducing today what we call Video Banking Branch 2.0 on our Pop.io platform. Mm-hmm. And what it does is basically it takes much of our technology and begins to make it dynamic, so you can make the screen as large as you want or as small as you want. Mm-hmm. Online signatures that are available for people, we're fully integrated into both DocuSign, and we also have our own signature platform. And so it's really amazing. You can do absolutely anything over our system that you can do face-to-face with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's one of the things I'd like to address today. Are some of the barriers, perceived barriers, that FIs commonly face or need to deal with as they're talking about video banking. And just for the viewers who are watching this, is that, I mean, I created the concept of video banking 20 years ago, and I helped, I developed the concept of what is known as the ITM today. I sold Eugenius Technology to NCR about 7 years ago.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And so basically what I've done is create the video banking for mobile channels and for the branch channel as well. And so I think one of the issues that we see today from the perceived barrier perspective is, will consumers buy into the strategy of actually utilizing it? And I know you just had Greater Nevada on just a few minutes ago. They're one of our clients
in
Reno. And if you look at their reviews that they receive, and we've done literally tens of thousands of these production phone calls, the average review today is 4.72. 4.72 stars out of 5 stars.
Oh my gosh.
Which means that the quality of experience that the people are experiencing when using the app is extraordinary. It's much better than if they were to do it face to face even.
Sure.
Because they can do it in the comfort of their home, they can do it on the fly, they can even do it inside the branch, but they're getting a qualified expert to address their questions. And so the overall ratings seem to be increasing in terms of that interaction.
That's awesome.
So if somebody's thinking that they don't know how consumers will be adopting the technology, I can promise the viewers as well as any FI that they'll be pleased with the results at the conclusion of this journey. The second barrier that we often hear is employee buy-in. Believe it or not, the CEOs many times have these great visions and these great plans. The senior executive management teams share in that. But when you get into the mid-level and to the lower level of the organization, sometimes it's difficult to get everybody on board. Is saying to myself, well, I've always done it this way. Why do I have to do it a new way?
Right.
And so there are some tricks and techniques that you can be using, but I can promise the people that have implemented the concept of video banking that those barriers, those perceived inflection points where people are saying, I don't want to change, I don't want to go a new direction, they typically melt away really quickly. Especially because when they start seeing the consumer experience, and beneficially both to the loan officers and to the tellers that engage over our system, we make the process easier. We just talked about people were talking about coronavirus in the exhibition hall. We see this as being the germ-free way of engaging with
I like it.
I'm not, tagline? I'm not saying that's our strategy, but it's an interesting angle, you know, in terms on top of taking the barriers away.
Might catch on, Gene.
But,
catch on.
Well, we don't want anything to catch, right?
No, exactly. Pardon that pun. Sorry.
Another one is what we is perceived as technology barriers. You know, with all the technology solutions that are embedded, it's almost like there's a technology creep has encroached inside the credit union space, where they have too many competing areas that they have to deal with on a day in and day out basis. So what we address from a technology barrier perspective is that everything's hosted in the cloud for us, and there's very little other than the bandwidth channels that we have to feed in and out of our system that the financial institution has to deal with. And so the vast majority, we do, within about an hour or two, we're pretty well set to go in terms of not just getting our testing, but getting our system up and going for the organization. And so if anybody sees this as technology as being too difficult to implement, that should be put aside. I just don't think that is a issue that most of our clients would have to deal with or future clients would have to deal with. Another one is what we call the value proposition, is that somebody said, well, why? How does this really bring value into the organization? And the way I say, there's two different angles to this. One is employee utilization. Let's say that you have an excellent loan officer in branch A, and that you're not being staffed in branch B, either because of low performance or because they just don't exist in branch B.
Yeah.
What you can do is leverage branch A human resource, because they're not busy all the time, right, over into branch B. And so this whole utilization, this employee utilization is the right tagline to use, that you can promote throughout the organization. Now, we have one of our clients, believe it or not, that took all their loan app officers out of their branches and put them in a central lending office, and they promote and broadcast all those lending officers throughout their 15 branches.
Okay.
How many phone calls do we get per month? 4,000 phone calls per month. In just that one financial institution handling all those production calls.
Wow.
Which leads me to my next value proposition point, is that, well, so what are really the cost savings associated with this? And what we're seeing is that we're seeing a 60% reduction in the generation of that loan because we're able to reduce the staffing into one centralized location. We're able to leverage our best talent across our branch network. And so there's just incredible savings associated with this on an ROI perspective.
I'm also thinking about time, or like even driving to a Play Store or driving to a branch, driving that, all that type of stuff, I think weighs in as well.
Right, from the consumer side.
From the consumer side, yeah.
Absolutely. I think what we're hearing over and over again, especially in the younger generation, is that I don't really want to go into a branch. I haven't been in a branch for years.
Yeah.
You know, many of us are in that same scenario.
Okay.
And so if I can make it easy, then I can have that opportunity to actually resolve the problem that I'm looking at on my terms and not necessarily on the FI's terms.
Yep.
And that's the other thing I think is really important to note, is that what consumers will actually adopt this technology. Many people say, well, is Gen X, is the younger generation. We see no difference in the terms of the demographics. In terms of age, psychographics, there's no difference. Everybody's universally kind of moving this direction for adoption. So if we ever hear as a barrier inside a financial institution, well, this is great for a younger audience, but I don't think anybody else will use it.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's not true. Grandma's most likely to use Skype and FaceTime as...
Even more so, I would think.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Even, just as much as a young teenager to a 20-something, a year-old person. So... the other observation that we hear from financial institutions is that strategically, we're not ready for this. Well, I have it on terms. In fact, I was just in Salt Lake City. Bank of America is just rolling out their video banking product. They're using Cisco as their backbone to their video conferencing. They're going in multiple locations throughout the country. The question is, when a national bank catches on to this, we have to catch on to it as a community bank
and
a credit union perspective.
No doubt.
This becomes something that's just not critical for us, but it becomes a string to a lifeline for our support over time. Because once B of A starts getting to that next level and taking it to a mobile channel, then it's really game on at that point. And so if we're not strategically ready today, it means that we're going to be behind the curve once B of A begins even rolling out their product.
And that's a tough catch up,
for
sure.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I would also say this today about B of A, is Patrick Monahan has said in a press release about a couple weeks ago, is that they have about 14% market share today. Their goal, they think, is wanting to achieve a 30% market share. And the question is, where is that market share going to come from?
Yeah.
It's not just going to come come from the growth of the financial services marketplace, right. they're going to be stealing market share from other people.
Yeah.
And so strategically, I say, it's even more critical for us to be prepared today.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So the other question that we get, is there a case for a payback? Is there ROI associated with this? And we have some models that we can share with the financial institutions that help them with that process. Mm-hmm. But through the reduction of our delivery process, creating better efficiencies among our loan officers, mm-hmm. we're very confident this will pay back the financial institution much more than other financial services mm-hmm. types of software that mm-hmm. are currently being deployed mm-hmm. in the marketplace. Another common barrier that we hear is one of, well, you know, we have too many projects going on within the financial institution. This is a very common thing, and people add them up. We're up to 100, 110, 120, 140 different projects, and we get that. The only thing I would say is that we can help you reprioritize your projects that go inside the financial institution. But I can say is that from a time investment perspective, I can pretty well guarantee that this will be a less endurance process
okay.
for the financial institution.
Yeah, yeah.
So it shouldn't take them as long to implement this type of program.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that we hear, which is very common, is, well, I'm afraid to be on video. And I don't know if you... I shouldn't laugh because we're sitting on video today.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, I absolutely love the concept that we're able to broadcast in this type of venue. But think about the opportunity is that once people get on stage and they start looking at how they're engaging with the audience over on air, it becomes a pretty easy thing for people to do.
Yeah.
And it really, again, it dissipates, it melts away after around 20 minutes of being on air.
Yeah, you forget about it.
And eventually people, exactly, right. will just forget it. And you know that better than anybody else.
And I obviously. Have found that obviously video is becoming more acclimated to society, everyone's getting used to it because of the phone, the
yeah.
smartphone.
Right.
But I've found that the younger generations, being on video is second nature. To like you and me, I mean, it's still a bit of a novelty.
Right.
And it's still like, oh, wow, I'm on video. Because 9 out of 10 people sit down and go, oh, wow, we're on video, you know?
Yeah, right.
But if my kids got there, it's like, whatever, you know? I have my own YouTube channel, so what, you know?
Exactly.
It's second nature to
and
them.
They have
and that's
10
the
million
way,
followers.
Exactly. No doubt. But that's the way they communicate, is
yes.
through video. I would think probably 80, maybe 90% of our phone calls are FaceTime.
Yes.
Everything's
yes.
video now.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the last one that I'll just bring up as a perceived barrier is, well, even if I had this tool, I don't know how to promote the product. I don't know how to actually make people aware that it exists. And so we have this new app. Well, you know, we have a marketing team back in Salt Lake City that actually has all these canned ads that people can actually just pick up, we can customize
oh,
it,
nice.
And then they can put
that.
Them on social media,
yeah.
or they can put them on air. And I'll tell you what, they just make a huge difference mm-hmm. in terms of promoting the product.
Mm-hmm.
And so our goal is to get all of our clients within 100 phone calls per month in short order. But really, if you're developing a branch experience and you're promoting it correctly, mm-hmm. almost all of our FIs are now averaging anywhere from 800 to 1,000 phone calls per month. And so that's what the expectation
okay.
should be. This will end up being the busiest channel that a financial institution
yep.
has
yep.
than any other type of branch location
complete
that they have today.
Complete agreement with you. Complete
so,
agreement with you.
Anyway, those are just some of the barriers that we see, and I think it's important to address it rather than just trying to figure out how our FIs are going to be dealing with these issues as they go along.
And I may be biased here, but I think this is something that Creightons need to do yesterday. To prepare for what's coming. Like you said, the B of A example, my gosh, you know? I mean, that should be a wake-up call enough
I
to like,
that.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. And
yeah.
again, yeah, it's gonna be, if not already, the main form of communication between everybody because of the technology now allows it, and you're proving it, so.
Well, I'm gonna hire you as our next salesperson.
Alrighty then, sign me up, sign me up.
Well, if anybody has any questions about this, we're
yeah.
going to write a blog about this
oh,
as
good.
Well.
Good.
And so we'll get it out to
I was thinking
everybody.
That while you were talking about it. I was like, I wonder yeah. if he's going to write a blog about this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a good perfect. It's a good subject matter. But
indeed.
Again, thank you, Mike, for all your
oh,
help.
Oh, my gosh, you're welcome.
You're doing the credit union service, a great service just by what you're doing
thank
and
you.
Evangelizing our
thank
cause.
You. Yeah, well, and I'm a big fan of this technology and what it can do for credit union. So keep up the good work, Gene, all right?
Thank you very
good
much.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's
well
good
done.
Senior.